Rachel, you've travelled around a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I enjoy travelling, yeah.
Where have you been?
I've been to quite a few different countries, but I've been to lots of countries in Asia, so Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore. Indonesia, Bali and the Gili Islands, all around there. Australia, New Zealand, various countries in Europe, Central America, Mexico, United States of America, obviously.
Wow. Do you have a favourite country?
It's a difficult question, but I think I probably would say that New Zealand would have to be my favourite country, yeah.
Why? What's so special about New Zealand?
I think it's not just the country itself, but it's the people too that make the country. Really friendly people. There's lots of open spaces. It's very green. It's just a generally good quality of life.
Some people say New Zealand reminds them of La Réunion, or that Reunion Island reminds them of New Zealand. Do you agree?
Well, it's not exactly the same climate, so that's a bit different, you know, because they're much further south. They're not quite as close to the equator, so they have quite similar... I guess the climate's quite similar to that of England, in that, but, you know, it's a little bit less grey. But as far as the country's concerned, yeah, it's an old volcanic... It's got old volcanic mountainous kind of landscape. Quite different, though. I guess it's really green, but it's very different. There's lots of big lakes. There's much more wildlife than there is in Reunion Island.
And they speak English in New Zealand?
Yeah, they speak English.
So. Do they have a different accent?
They have a very different accent to my accent, for example. I'll give you an example. So whereas I would say fish and chips, they would say fesh and chips. So they change the sound of the vowels is quite different. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can understand them, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm. And is it... they speak English. Do they have many other links with England?
Well, yeah. So I guess lots of the people that were there in the first place have come from Ireland and Scotland. They've got real kind of Celtic links, if you like. But otherwise, there's lots of people who originated from the islands around New Zealand. So there's lots of people from Samoa. You can see that in the rugby team, the All Blacks team.
Yeah.
But, the native New Zealanders, the native Kiwis, obviously, they're the Maoris.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the food in New Zealand?
Quite similar to England, I guess. The kind of staple diet with the meat and two veg. But because it's such a multicultural society, as in England, it's been influenced by Asian cooking. Lots of Japanese in New Zealand now, so there's quite a lot of Japanese food. And because they've got so many sheep, lamb is often on the menu.
Great. Do you like lamb?
Love it.